USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The legal heat is being turned up on former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. His New York City apartment was searched and reportedly part of an investigation into Giuliani's dealings in Ukraine while he was former President Trump's personal attorney. Authorities have seized Giuliani's electronic devices. A North Carolina district attorney said Wednesday that Andrew Brown Jr.'s car hit deputies before they fired shots at him, killing him. And the latest officer-involved shooting that is drawing the ire of Black Lives Matter activists. District Attorney Andrew Womble telling a judge at a hearing that he viewed the body cam footage of the incident and disagreed with how lawyers for Brown's family described the death. The lawyers had claimed that Brown's car was stationary when officers fired. Brown's car, however, does move forward and strike the deputies. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Another California governor is being recalled.
With more than 1.6 million valid signatures, the California governor recall became official, and Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a yet-to-be-determined number of contenders later this year. At least nine people have declared their intentions to run, including Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympian and transgender activist, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, and businessman John Cox. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A judge is rejecting a proposed plea deal for the two men accused of going streaking on the field at this year's Super Bowl. An attorney for the two men had said there was a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty to misdemeanor trespassing for their crime committed in front of 96 million people on national TV. However, a Florida judge said the agreement, which included 6 months of probation, was too lenient and threw it out. The judge has rescheduled the case for next month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As COVID-19 vaccinations are now widely available, the push is on to vaccinate folks.
As vaccines are becoming more widely available, demand in many areas in the country has dropped. Several states have asked the federal government not to send their full allotment of shots each week so as not to waste doses they know will go unused. Dr. Tyson Bell says now is the time to start an aggressive campaign to sway those still on the fence about getting the shot. The medical ICU director at the University of Virginia tells CBS News that knowing you have access to the vaccine could sway your decision to get it.
We have to effectively message those who may still be on the fence or less eager to get vaccinated and those who have difficulty gaining access to vaccination. So now we have to get it more widely distributed, the vaccine, into communities so that you come across it on a regular basis, because the two are actually linked. Your decision to get vaccinated can in part be linked to your access, such that if you are on the fence, but you're seeing it regularly in the course of your daily life, and you're seeing people around you getting vaccinated and getting protected, that's that extra incentive for you to get vaccinated. So we have to switch strategy and play more ground game now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
White House spokesman Jen Psaki said President Biden respectfully disagrees with the U.S. bishops who object to the administration using the bodies of aborted children for scientific research. The Biden administration rescinding a Trump-era ban on the use of aborted human remains earlier this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.